WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. Lots of reasons to be excited about last year's economic numbers in Bryan and College Station, but this year might not measure up. Speaking at the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference yesterday, Jim Gaines pointed to the 900-pound gorilla.
Let's talk about energy. We still don't know where the price of oil is going to stabilize.
Dr. Gaines, chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University, says depending on who you listen to, energy prices could still head in either direction.
Oil will be somewhere between 10 and 200. Okay? You can quote me on that. They took the camera away.
Gaines pointed to the state and local housing markets as big winners lately, but says this could be a transitional year.
Start being prepared for the fact that as we start comparing 2016 numbers to 2015 numbers for that year-over-year change, start expecting maybe some negatives. Because 15, but we're going to be comparing to a record year. I don't think 16 is going to be another record year.
He says local home prices jumped 10% last year alone. For most, Hearn is just another drive-through small town, but Economic Director Kent Burnett says its economy is growing, and it's showing.
There just seems to be a vitality in Hearn and Robertson County and in Robertson County that has not been here in quite a while.
Burnett says two big projects in the works are National Gypsum's new manufacturing plant and Union Pacific's railroad yard.
Union Pacific brings in 2,000 temporary workers over a three-year period. That's going to fill our hotels, our restaurants, not just Hearn, but all over the county.
Burnett says the potential influx of workers has homeowners fixing up and even flipping houses. A new two-story, 24-room wing is also being added to the Oak Tree Inn. More information on all Hearn's ongoing development is online at WTAW.com. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense and former Texas A&M President Robert M. Gates was in Aggieland this week. He visited the George Bush Library yesterday to promote his new book, A Passion for Leadership. During his presentation, Gates compared leadership to management. He says you can make someone a good manager through education, but leadership is more about the heart than the head. Federal regulators say dozens of Texas plants similar to a fertilizer facility that exploded in 2013 in the town of West are still operating near schools, hospitals, and residential neighborhoods. The West Fertilizer Company explosion killed 15 people. The fire led to a devastating explosion that registered as an earthquake of 2.1 magnitude. The final push is underway to get Texans signed up for health insurance. Joe Ibarra with Enroll America says there are many easy ways to get your family signed up by Sunday's national deadline.
On healthcare.gov, there's an 800 number that folks can call and press option 1 and get transferred to our Enroll SA call center and schedule yourself for an appointment.
If you don't sign up by the January 31st deadline, you face fines of up to $2,100, which is taken right out of your 2017 tax return. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news on the way at 7:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure has shifted east of the area. That means a bit of a warm-up in store for the region, but we look good over the next 72 hours. Lots of sunshine for today. We should be up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows 40 to 45. High pressure leads the sunshine tomorrow, milder, high 65 to 70. Clear skies tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Start of the final weekend in January looks great. Saturday, sunny and 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggies in Fayette-Nam last night. They did not come out a winner. The ladies will try and get a road win in Alabama. We'll get you updated on who was going to play on the NFL All-Star or the Pro Bowl game, Plus, some pretty impressive stats in the NBA. All that and more coming up.
Oh, it is not. It's the NBA. Come on. Go ahead.
The Rockets have won 25 home games in a row.
Oh, you want to talk? Well, let's talk about Golden State.
They've won 40.
Okay, let me see.
Those are impressive stats.
My A&M consolidated math tells me that's a difference of 15. That ain't even close, but that's fine.
All of that and more coming up in sports if Scott allows it. It's 7:50.
I'll be fine. It's just when it's all said and done, it's
NBA, I know. NBA.
So now, actually, when you make that call about, I heard the story about when you make that call about your signing up for your health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Obamacare?
It said choose option one.
Yeah.
Which is probably not your first choice. First, they're going to ask you which language you want, right?
One might assume.
Yeah, they will. Don't worry. I'm just trying to feel bad. Look, this is not good. So this is where we're going to start. No, really, it's not. It's the Wounded Warrior Project, okay? You've seen the commercials on TV.
If this is what I think it is, it ain't good.
It's not good. It is just not good. Now sources are saying that this charity, which has raised $372 million last year alone, spends too much money on its expenses. Last year alone, 40% of its donations were spent on expenses that some employees thought were a little bit too extravagant. New York Times has the story. They report that the charity, which raises money largely through small donations from people over 65, that's what the profile is of the giver, spends millions on travel, dinners, hotels, and conferences that are more lavish than they are appropriate, as far as the New York Times is concerned. In their story, more than four dozen current and former employees remembered buying business class seats, regularly jetting around the country for minor meetings, or staying in $500 a night hotels. In addition, it spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on public relations and lobbying campaigns to reportedly deflect criticism on its spending and to fight legislative efforts to restrict how much nonprofits spend on overhead. The Wounded Warrior Project claims it spends 80% of its donations on programs, but former employees and charity watchdogs say the charity inflates its numbers by using practices such as counting some marketing materials as educational. Always be aware of that. And again, it comes right on down to Brazos County. We have struggled with that, with a major nonprofit that had a big problem a few years ago. And they have to rebuild from there. And that really hurts us on the local level, because you want to give. And that's why maybe directed giving is what you want to do to feel good about yourself. But
if that makes you feel bad. And once these rise to this level, they're usually big stories and they're bad stories.
Yes.
I do want to say that I really despise a strong word. I don't like that overhead is so focused on with charities.
Yeah.
Because even if what they're saying is true, that 40% went to things other than the program, there's still $22 million that made it out to people that might not have been there had there not been this program.
And there's a TED Talk on this, right?
I love that. I've seen it five times.
Yeah.
If you're encouraged, it's called The Way We Think About Charity is Dead Wrong. Now, this guy was implicated in his own kerfuffle.
Oh, is that right?
About mismanaging money on the order of millions of dollars. But the takeaway I typically come away with is you could have 100% of $70,000, or you can have 80% of $7 million, which would you take?
Yeah.
People always choose the cash option.
Well, and I want to say that it was the National, was it the National United Way that this happened?
Yes.
That their executive director, was in some problem. And
And you're right. I mean, there are administrative costs that are legitimate, but and it is scary. It is really, really scary.
And all those records are there. Assuming they report properly, if they misreport intentionally or unintentionally, that's real. Those are real problems. That's
certainly
legal issues. They can be sued and go to jail for that. But everything, if it's reported properly, is public. It's right there. I forget the specific form number, but every nonprofit has to report how they manage their finances.
So anyway, it's out there.
Yep.
Decide what you want to do. It's like anything else. Buyer beware.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Exactly right. So exhale and we'll move on. The infamous DeLorean.
Yo, this is so cool.
DeLorean Motors in Humble, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Says they plan to bring, they're going to make about 300 replicas of the 1982 movie icon. Up to now, the company has stayed in the business of refurbishing old DeLoreans. About 9,000 of them were originally sold. Really, only 9,000?
Yep.
And movie enthusiasts have kept them in business, asking them to rehab the old ones. And I can remember back in the day we had one here in Bryan College Station. There was somebody who drove one.
Hmm.
Lived right down the street from me. That was kind of in Central Bryan. It's kind of neat. Anyway, but now, thanks to the new low-volume manufacturing bill approved by the government, the car company says they'll be able to make around 4 of the cars each month. Yeah, okay, but they're $100,000. Of course, $100,000 in today is, there are a lot of $100,000 cars out there now.
Is it really? That much?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Costs around $100,000. That's more than the refurbished ones, which go for about $45,000. You had to buy the used DeLorean before you rehabbed it, of course, so there was some expense involved there, too. But anyway, going to be making them again.
Because you know what happened with the whole situation, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
The guy that owns that factory, bought the remaining stock from Ireland. Which is where they were manufactured.
Oh, interesting.
So if you cracked up your DeLorean, you'd go to him and you could buy new parts. And they had so many of them because he bought up the whole plant. They're just going to start manufacturing them now.
Okay.
But they're the original parts that were stamped for 1985.
Huh. See, and you know, that gull wing door thing is kind of problematic. I mean, it's really cool and all that kind of stuff. And that's why, isn't there a Tesla that has them? But it's a push-button thing. You know, it opens and closes that way.
All the hypercars have them now.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's pretty cool. Ethan Couch. You know who Ethan Couch is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, but some... if I say Affluenza Teen. Oh, that one.
Now you do.
Yep. Seems to be headed back to USA America. People Magazine has reported... Wait. We got People Magazine doing the story on this? People Magazine.
The last bastion.
Exactly. When it comes to real journalism, let's go to People. They're the ones who told us Abe Vigoda died in 1982, just remember. Anyway, Ethan's lawyer has taken back his appeal against deportation, and a Mexican judge ratified the move on Tuesday morning.
Because they're pinning it on mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no legal
argument. Yeah, the crux of that argument was she took me.
Yeah, of course. As you know, he was in an accident, drunk driving accident in 2013, killed 4 pedestrians. But then we did the affluenza thing, so we'll see where that goes. Hey, hey, Mexican drug lord El Chapo, you know, says he can't sleep in prison.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Barking guard dogs. Barking guard dogs are keeping him away.
He may need to have another conversation with Sean Penn.
That's right. Get this thing worked out so we'll know. Oh, by the way, it's not going to matter to me because I'll be 100, but a group called the World Economic Forum recently published a report. Now, something called the World Economic Forum, you know that it can't be good, right? Because it's the economy after all. What I find interesting is the report came from Honolulu. So does that mean that the World Economic Forum was meeting in Honolulu?
Duh.
Okay. How much of a carbon footprint did that create? Anyway, recently published a report that could have a big impact on our island state. The forum predicts that there will be, by 2050, there will be more plastic in the world's ocean than fish.
Come on. How do they get away with saying stuff like that?
That's why I wanted to report it, so that you'd know. Because the next time you hear it, you can go, oh, wait a minute, I've already heard that.
if you didn't make it to the Economic Outlook Conference, by 2050 as well, we're predicted to have about 480,000 people
here
in our area.
Is that right? Yeah. Well,
great Scott.
Yeah. Anyway, and by the way, if you heard the soundbite there just a little while ago from Dr. Gaines, that this year the 15 was a record year, so 16 is probably not going to be a record year. So we may see a little bit of tamping down when it comes to housing prices. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that because he obviously said a lot more than that.
If you want to hear it,
yep,
it's online at WTAW.com.
Isn't that fascinating that we can do that?
Yes.
But you did also get the cut to find out that somewhere oil would be between $10 and $200. Just say it. And by the way, we talked about this yesterday. The barrel that the oil is kept in now costs more than the oil. Okay. Just saying.
That's pretty
stunning. The barrel costs more than the oil?
Yeah.
We don't ship it in barrels.
No, we don't.
It's just a comparison.
No, right, exactly.
Holy cow.
Just so you'd know, that's kind of where we stand. British police called to a business where the reports of a man was carrying a knife and a hammer and keys to a bike chain.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Walks into the store. People are scared to death. They call the police. Seven cars respond. They arrive. It turns out the guy was walking around the store with his bicycle repair kit. He was just trying to find parts.
Oh, no.
But he walked in with a hammer?
Well, I don't know.
Can I throw two other numbers at you?
Hammer's always, you know, because once again, if it doesn't work, a hammer's always the ultimate tool,
yeah,
right?
Just banging a little
bit. All right, go ahead.
He mentioned, Dr. Gaines mentioned the oil, the fracking becoming so efficient that we surprised ourselves. We were getting 30 barrels per day per well,
mm-hmm,
back in 2010 on average. In 5 years, we multiplied that by 20.
Oh, my.
We went to 600 barrels
a
day.
So by a factor of 20.
Yeah, a factor of 20. Huge gains. So
yeah,
it's really no wonder we did that. The other one actually came from Tracy McDaniel from the Texas Economic Development Center.
Uh-huh.
Who would you say eats more rice, Cuba or Mexico? Well, not per person, just as a country.
Yeah, I would guess Mexico.
No, Cuba, by a factor of 10.
What?
Which is why we grow a lot of rice here in Texas.
Yeah,
so
we
send a delegation to Cuba to talk about trade relations, and we'd like to get them more of our rice. But
sure,
10 times the amount that Mexicans eat. That was a shocking number.
It was
number
a shocking number. Okay, see, that's why you listen. So you can find out about the factor 20 when it comes to fracking.
Yes.
And the factor of 10, is that what you said?
Yes.
Cuba consumption of rice as opposed to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And so you can find out that a new study from the University of California, Davis, says that zebra stripes are not camouflage.
What are they?
Well, according to this journal, PLOS One, instead of looking at the stripes with human eyes, the authors calculated the distances at which lions and other jungle animals can see zebra stripes in different lighting conditions. And the bottom line was, in open, treeless habitats, where zebras do tend to hang, most of their time, the representatives found the lions could see the outline of striped zebras just as easily as they could see similar-sized prey that have basically solid-colored hides, like water buffalo and those kind of things,
mm-hmm,
and smaller impala. So the stripes are not camouflage. They can see them just as easily. The study also did not yield any evidence that the striping provides a way for other zebras to recognize each other at a distance. Kind of like dogs.
Did they suggest what it might be for?
They did not. That's why they need funding for another study.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Brazos Valley weather, man, it just looks outstanding out there. So enjoy it today, and it's going to get even better as we head on into the weekend. A high temperature today with sunny skies and westerly winds at about 66. It's up to 70 on Friday, 72 on Saturday, and 75 on Sunday. Currently, winds are calm, and we've got 30 degrees outside.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Earlier this month, Democrat Robert Battle celebrated his inauguration after being reelected as an East Chicago councilman, a guy so popular he ran unopposed. But unlike his colleagues, Mr. Battle took the oath of office behind bars. Last October, weeks before the election, Democrat Councilman Battle was arrested on a five-count indictment. Charges included possession of marijuana and cocaine and murder. The cops say he killed a street gang member as part of a drug-dealing conspiracy. Democrat Councilman Robert Battle entered a not-guilty plea to most of the charges. Through his attorney, the councilman admits to shooting the gang member but says it was self-defense. That's disputed by law enforcement authorities who say he methodically fired three shots to finish off the victim. Now, although he's been behind bars on federal drug and homicide charges, Democrat Councilman Robert Battle will still earn his $42,000 salary representing Chicago's 3rd District. A notary public at the Porter County Jail, where the Democrat councilman's being held, administered the oath of office. Porter County Sheriff David Reynolds said he didn't have the authority to stop the swearing-in. Now, Trump makes a joke that if he were to shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, he wouldn't lose voters, and the liberal media erupts. Meanwhile, a Democrat's accused of actually shooting somebody three times, killing the guy, and he gets sworn into office and paid. Democrats and criminals. Can anybody tell the difference? I'm just asking.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, did you know that one in four people experienced identity theft last year? Now, you might think you're okay because you have free credit monitoring. Now, that might tell you when there's a problem, but it will not work to fix it if your identity is stolen. It's like if your dentist found a huge cavity in your mouth and sent you somewhere else. Not good. With LifeLock, if there's a problem, it's their job to work to fix it. You'll even get your own U.S.-based resolution agent. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, identity theft protection is pretty painless. LifeLock membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable sales tax. Just call or visit LifeLock.com now. Make sure you use the promo code. It's easy to remember. It's my name. Everybody knows that. Rush. That's promo code RUSH. Save 10% on your membership, or you can call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833. Offer code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Local housing markets are up while global energy is down. Attendees at yesterday's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference hope to hear good news for what's around the corner. Alongside a record year in housing sales statewide and locally, Jim Gaines, chief economist at Texas A&M University's Real Estate Center, says area job growth has also been strong.
We grew 4.2% in 2013. That was the big jump. That was the real recovery year, if you will. We grew another 2.5% in 14 and about 1.4% here this year.
Dr. Gaines says the Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio metropolitan statistical areas accounted for nearly 40% of the state's job growth last year. But Texas is a big player in the energy industry, and Gaines says the continued decline of global energy prices is easy to explain.
Simple arithmetic. We're producing worldwide about 93 million barrels of oil a day, and we're only using or buying 91 million barrels of oil a day.
Gaines says hydraulically fractured wells in 2010 averaged 30 barrels of oil daily, and today average about 600. Development is at an all-time high in Hearn. Economic Director Kent Burnett says overflow traffic from the Twin Cities has helped with exposure.
We have people driving from Bryan College Station to come eat at our local restaurant. So we are a bedroom community to Bryan College Station. We're part of y'all's metropolitan statistical area. So we would like for people to rediscover Hearn.
Burnett says it isn't just restaurants and hotels creating revenue in the community.
There is a big mound of dirt that everybody in Hearn's been talking about. It is the site for a new Tractor Supply. We're very excited about that, but we're excited about having a new Ace Hardware downtown, too. So we're trying to accommodate the needs of people throughout Robertson County.
Burnett says two other projects, both of which are still in the planning stages, are Union Pacific's railroad yard and National Gypsum's new manufacturing plant. Go online to WTAW.com for more information on Hearn's ongoing development. Aggieland welcomed former Texas A&M president and former U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert M. Gates back to town this week.
Gates is on tour promoting his new book, A Passion for Leadership, Lessons on Change and Reform from 50 Years of Public Service. During his presentation at the George Bush Library and Museum on Wednesday, Gates says this is the first time he's written about his experience at Texas A&M.
I talk about the importance of listening to people. Listening to faculty, listening to staff, listening to students, listening to regents, listening to alumni, former students, listening to a variety of people, figuring out where the deficiencies are, why isn't the place moving as fast or as far forward as we would like.
Gates says another aspect of the book covers techniques for how you deal with anyone who has influence or a say in the affairs of an organization.
Finally, there is the piece about people, and the line in the book is that people, not systems, implement change. So how do you empower people? How do you delegate authority, empower people, and hold people accountable for performance?
When asked if he could give an example of a public institution that best exemplifies the qualities that he advocates for in his book, Gates answered, Texas A&M. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas's highest criminal court has thrown out the death sentence for a man convicted of killing a woman at her College Station home in 2010. The Court of Criminal Appeals ruled 6-3 Wednesday to return the case of 50-year-old Stanley Griffin to the Brazos County Trial Court for a new punishment hearing. Federal regulators say dozens of Texas plants, similar to a fertilizer facility that exploded in 2013 in the town of West, killing 15 people, are still operating near schools, hospitals, and residential neighborhoods. The Chemical Safety Board says in a report released ahead of a public meeting today that there are 80 plants in Texas that store more than 5 tons of ammonium nitrate. 19 plants storing fertilizer-grade ammonium nitrate operate within a half mile of a school, hospital, or nursing home. More than 30 of them are within a quarter mile of a residence. Sunday is the deadline for getting signed up for mandatory health insurance at healthcare.gov. And Joey Botta with Enroll America says the fines for not signing up are steep.
If you do not sign up by January 31st, when you file your 2017 taxes, that penalty will go up to $695 per person. For a family of four, you're looking at almost $2,100.
Hundreds of volunteers are standing by at centers across the state to make sure all families are covered. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More local news after the Fox News at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. We'll hear from Representative Bill Flores of Bryan coming up next. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And with a new year comes new challenges. And I never back down from a challenge, especially when it comes to giving you a better value. So I'm resolved to make 2016 the year of better by putting you in a better car. like the sporty yet fuel-efficient 2016 Malibu. With a new sleek design and a turbo engine that screams power yet delivers an astonishing 37 miles per gallon. Discover for yourself why the 2016 Malibu was voted 2015's most dependable midsize car by J.D. Power. A better year starts in a better car. That's why all across Texas, people come to Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for Bubba, and I'll show you a better way to save. See for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
739, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is northeast of the state, and that means we're going to be seeing a fair amount of sunshine today and a fair amount of sunshine over the next several days. We're also going to see a bit of a warm-up. We'll get to 60 to 65 today. It should be clear overnight, 40 to 45. Sunny weather for tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear, milder too, lows 45 to 50. Sunshine Saturday, and it should lead to afternoon high somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball in Fayetteville last night not winning. A&M women's basketball in Alabama, fingers crossed, hopefully winning. And more on the NBA and NFL Pro Bowl draft coming up in sports at about 7:50.
All right, there you go. It's 7:40. Let's head up to, well, I thought D.C. Are you in D.C. this morning, Bill?
Actually, I'm in Middleburg, Virginia at the Heritage Conservative Retreat. It's the 38th annual one, and we get together to plan our agenda for the coming year.
So Congressman Bill Floor is joining us this morning because there's no House this week. The weather is still a little bit perilous up there in some areas, huh?
Well, what the problem is that a lot of the neighborhoods haven't been able to dig out yet, and so you just wouldn't have full staffs if you tried to go to work. So they canceled votes for this week, moved into next week.
Now, I think we're familiar with this is the Heritage Foundation that we're talking about who puts on this retreat?
That's correct, and we've done it for about 38 years for House conservatives, and since I am the chair of the largest conservative group in Congress, they asked me to give the opening speech last night, and so we're putting together, we're trying to make sure that we have conservative fingerprints all over the House agenda for 2016-2017.
Now, is this a preaching to the choir type situation, or are there some areas in there where you're a little bit fractured and have to mend some fences?
No, actually, we're in pretty good shape as far as unity. Now, I'm not going to say we agree on 100%, but we've got 80 to 90% that we agree on, and that's enough to move forward with. And this is more about strategy. you know, how do you make sure that, at the end of the day, let's say that we put forth a bill to that replaces Obamacare after it's been repealed. We need to make sure that we've got conservative fingerprints in that bill and make sure it honors states' rights and relies on the private sector and so forth. And so those are the types of things we're working on.
Is there any discussion that's going on in small groups? There is no doubt that there's one guy who's leading the presidential race on the Republican side that wants to change the way Washington is. There's another guy who's a sitting senator who feels like that system is not working as efficiently as it should. Has there been some general discussion or even some kind of specificity when it comes to these are what people in my district are feeling and this is how we must respond to that?
Yes, we are. That is absolutely one of the things we talked about. As a matter of fact, the speaker that spoke after me last night was talking about what I'll call the Trump factor and about how this has come to pass about where he's trying to go, and also what we need to be thinking about in terms of dealing with it. And when I say dealing with it, dealing cooperatively with it, not trying to fight it, because Donald Trump has touched a nerve out there. People are very frustrated, and when you actually peel back the layers of why they're frustrated, they're frustrated with Obama, because, I mean, Obama is the reason Trump has done so well, because everybody is really disturbed about what Obama's done. And so if you peel another layer, they say, okay, well, Congress has been unable to stop it. And then you peel another layer, you find out, okay, the House has done a pretty good job of doing its work. Folks like me have really tried to step in front of Obama and stop him. But then you've had the Senate that just has been unable to come up alongside it, either because you had Harry Reid as the majority leader for 4 years, or in the past year, with a Republican majority, you haven't been able to do the things that you need to do. So we're trying to find a way to do that. And one of the ways to do that is for us to create a bold agenda and then try to shame the Senate into following us. And if they do that, you know, we might make some headway.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning from up in Maryland. Now, or Virginia, I forget what you said. Now,
one of those northeastern
states. There you go, exactly. Okay, you were heavily quoted in an article that Lindsay McPherson published this morning from the Tribune News Service, and the discussion was this is going to be a very difficult thing to do, is to take these votes like replacing the Affordable Care Act, simply because, you know, you've got X number of working days, you've got a presidential convention this year, and so you really have very little time to be able to repeal that, and that's one of the things that you've talked about. You'd like to be able to get some votes for your sitting members of Congress to be able to take back to their home districts, but in reality, can you really get anything done in the short time period that you have to work this year?
We won't get everything done that we want to, but I think what needs to do is we need to show the American people something like a contract with America that Newt Gingrich put together back in 1994. And then show that we've actually checked a couple of boxes with real bills, and then to go on to say here's what the rest of the bills would look like if you change the occupant of the White House and if you help us keep the majority in the Senate and the House. And so I think if we can do that, that would be substantive enough progress to show the American people what we could do. Now, that said, look, I'm part of this Speaker's Advisory Council, as you and I have talked about before, and we are all pushing Paul to try to find a way to make the appropriations process work more quickly so that we have more floor time to deal with these big bold agenda type issues. And I don't have a solution for that yet, but we're working on it. Now, you know, worst case is I think you'll show us get a couple of these things done just to show that we can do it. And then the House, I mean, we haven't had any trouble taking these votes in the House in the past. We just need the floor time to do it.
At a news conference yesterday in Baltimore, an important person in the Democrat Party said, we're not running on any platform of raising taxes. We do want to have a fairer tax system, and we hope that we can do that this year. That was Nancy Pelosi. I'd like to get your thoughts.
Well, they are doing all they can to not talk about Hillary or Obama or Bernie. And so they're trying to adopt some sort of Republican talking points, although you and I both know, and I think all of our listeners know, that the Democratic idea of fair taxation is they take everything they can get and give it to somebody else. And, of course, you know, the folks in the Brazos Valley don't anywhere close to agree with something like that.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. I guess finally, you mentioned the Trump factor, and the Trump factor, and that's fine if you want to tie that to the president, but there's more to the Trump factor when it comes to frustration. It is that a lot of Americans don't believe our federal government can administer much of anything in a very efficient way. And, you know, again, I always like to bring it back to the Veterans Administration, where people have died and only three people have been fired in the VA. And somehow, some way, Congress has got to show that they will move. I mean, this is, I think this is part of the Trump factor that is the frustration, is we don't see you guys and gals being able to really get anything accomplished.
Well, and some of that's true, and some of it is perception, but in many folks' minds, perception of reality. So if you look at the VA, for instance, in the House, we were the authors of the Veterans Choice Act to start letting veterans escape from the VA system to go use their doctors. I was an author of that. I was one of the folks on the House Senate Conference Committee that helped get it through. And so we changed the law to deal with this. But what's frustrating is Congress can't change the culture of the VA. There's nothing we can do. We've also passed the Accountability Act to make it easier for people to fire. But we don't, under Article 1 of the Constitution, we as Congress don't have the ability to go over to the VA and say, okay, Secretary McDonald, you fire this person, this person, this person, this person. We just don't have that authority. And so that's what's frustrating, because the bureaucrats won't do it. Even the bureaucrats that say they're going to change things. And then, you know, so it makes it look like Congress is not doing its job, but in actuality, we are. The bureaucrat, this new fourth branch of government, if you will. And now, I will blame it on Congress going back about 50 years, because starting about 50 or 60 years ago, when Congress started inventing all these great society programs, they turned over more and more legislative authority to the bureaucrats. And so one of our goals beginning in 2016, 2017 is to restore Article I powers, things like the RAINS Act, which basically turns the regulatory structure on its head and says nothing goes forward as far as the rulemaking unless Congress affirms it. And so those are the types of things we're going to be doing. Now, we're not going to have any help from the president, but what we'll do, show the American people, is this is what we can do if we change the occupant of the White House and if you keep some semblance of control by conservatives in the Congress.
Well, I know I'm not saying this. I'm not the first one to say this to you, because I know you've had constituents who have. We're really tired of the way things are not moving, and we want to see things shaken up, I think.
Oh, tell me about it. You and I are on the same page.
Congressman Bill.
Look, I came from the private sector. And, you know, as a person in the private sector, you used to be able to say, let's go this way, and the company would go that way. But up here, golly, it just frustrates the snot out of you.
Yeah, sure, if you've come from the real world. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. It's a Thursday today because of travel schedule. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. As always, we appreciate your time.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda. We're ringing in 2016 with an all-new line of vehicles and a new dealership. Make one of your New Year's resolutions to come get into a reliable and affordable Honda, like the all-new 2016 Civic Sedan for only $179 a month. Allen Honda is also extending the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance on any new vehicle purchased in stock. We have also broken ground on the new state of the art Allen Honda facility. Start your new year off right and stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Landing a good job can be tough, especially when dozens of applicants are vying for the same position. But did you know the secret to a good interview is often found in your body language? Experts suggest that the decision to hire a candidate is not solely based on resumes or a laundry list of skills and talents. It's actually determined by nonverbal elements like posture, the ability to make eye contact, or a firm handshake. More and more, companies assume people can learn the job, but a person's attitude in tough situations is a wild card. And that's why many interviewers pay attention to body language, which can tell them more about a person than you might think. Helen Keller, the first deaf and blind person to earn a college degree, once said, "I can feel the twinkle of an eye in a handshake." Prospective employers may be even more interested in how well you listen than how well you speak. One company asked candidates to present a short speech to an audience made up of their fellow job applicants. The speeches were filmed, but surprisingly, the company didn't study the speakers. They studied the audience members. And in the end, the job was offered to the person who was attentive and encouraged the other candidates as they spoke. So if you're looking for employment, don't forget that you need more than a strong resume. You have to present your best self as well. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:53. And in basketball, had a season-high 21 turnovers, but still had a chance late.
Here comes Caruso down the floor. Looking, gives it to Hogue. Hogue lets go with a three. Didn't get it. Game's over, and they have won the game.
The Aggies' 10-game winning streak was snapped, falling to Arkansas 74-71. Assistant coach Kyle Keller breaks down the game.
They took us out of completely everything we wanted to do, and, you know, we had no execution on the offensive end whatsoever. I thought when we got shots, I thought we were okay with it. We obviously didn't shoot it very good the second half, but I thought we got some balls back, and I thought our guys tried pretty hard, and we were about a half step fast, seeing things that weren't there and rushed and the charges and just out of whack.
The Maroon and White are now 17-3 on the season with an SEC leading 7-1 record. A&M will take part in the Big 12 SEC Challenge by hosting number 14 Iowa State at Reed this Saturday. Tip-off scheduled for 1 o'clock. Of course, you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It will be televised on ESPN. In other SEC hoops action, Tyler Ulis scored 20 points. Derek Willis added a career-best 18. And number 20, Kentucky, used an early 20-0 run to blow past outmanned Missouri 88-54. Ole Miss thumped Auburn 80-63. And in Big 12 action, number 17, Baylor edged Oklahoma State 69-65. Texas A&M women's hoops is facing about the same issue the guys did in Vietnam as they head to Alabama this evening. Here's Coach Gary Blair on Playing the Tide in Tuscaloosa.
You're playing in a Cracker Box gym, Foster Auditorium, that seats about 2,000, 2,500 at the most. I don't care what they list. That's all it seats. And it's loud. They're going to have trouble hearing me, just like in South Carolina when you had 15-5. It's just as hard to hear when you have 2,500 in a small arena like that.
But tip tonight is at 6. You can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Number 9, Texas A&M women's tennis improved to 3-0 and notched its 8th consecutive win against former Big 12 conference foe Baylor with a hard-fought 4-zip victory over the 15th-ranked Bears. In Lone Star NBA action, the Spurs were setting records last night.
The Spurs score a season-high 130 points and become the fifth team in NBA history to open up their home season at 25-0.
LaMarcus Aldridge had 25 points and 10 rebounds as San Antonio knocked off Houston 130-99.
The Warriors now tying the second-longest home winning streak in NBA history. 40 straight regular season wins over a calendar year.
Klay Thompson scored a season-high 45 points as the Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 127-107. For the first time in history of the Pro Bowl, Andrew Luck was not the number one overall pick. However, a fellow member of his draft class was. The NFL held its third annual Pro Bowl draft yesterday, and the first player taken was Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Wilson was selected by team captain Michael Irvin. The former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver picked the one-time Pro Bowl team, with Jerry Rice picking the other side. The teams are aptly known as the Team Irvin and Team Rice. We'll keep it in the NFL, where Jerry Jones was talking drafts yesterday. Here's Roger Emmerich.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones tells reporters at the Senior Bowl, it's not a foregone conclusion he'll select the quarterback in the first round of the draft.
No, not at all. We don't have to take a quarterback and have a draft pick as our backup.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And we'll wrap it up with tennis, where top seed and defending champ Serena Williams is one match victory away from securing her 22nd career Grand Slam singles title and second at the Australian. Williams needed just 64 minutes to get the straight set win over Agnieszka Radwanska. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Are you looking to revamp your business's website this new year? Aggieland Website Design has the New Year's resolution for you. Sign up today and they'll help grow your brand and present a credible image to complement your online presence. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Boost your business with Aggieland Website Design's unlimited updates. Updates you don't have to manage yourself. Continue celebrating the new year with 10% off when you register at AggielandWebsiteDesign.com.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's going to be spectacular weather. It's just going to be really, really great weather. So
yes, it is.
Go enjoy that. We told you about the Baltimore Ravens guy. It's worth mentioning again. Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman, name is John Urschel, spending his offseason working on his doctorate in math at MIT. I know. He's the exception rather than the rule.
There are a lot of smart linemen.
Yeah, there are, and they're rich, most of them too.
Yes.
County of the country of Lebanon has reportedly arrested a vulture. Flew across its border. The bird entered the country's airspace from Israel and was suspected of being a spy. Staff at Israel's Galma National Reserve say that the vulture was equipped with a tracking device. Whoa, which is probably what attracted the suspicion. Animal was eventually released once it was confirmed the device was not part of an espionage plot. Instead, it was just tracking where the vulture goes. And how about this? In New Jersey, a garbage truck exploded like a missile. The blast happened Tuesday in Hamilton, New Jersey. And apparently what happened is their 4 natural gas tanks basically spontaneously combusted. Nobody injured. But the blast created a hole in one house and debris ripped through the roof of another. An exploding garbage truck. Only in New Jersey. Home of Chris Christie. All right, look for a high temperature. I'm just saying. High temperature today about 70 with west winds. It ought to be really nice, but it's a little chilly right now. It's 30 degrees and it's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.